good? Alright, okay. Go like, yep. Let's try charging it. Okay. So, good evening to everyone. Okay. So tonight what we're going to talk about is meditation in general. And then tomorrow in the morning we're going specifically on to more the cultivation of meditative concentration. And I'm going to begin with kind of the explanation of the topic. And then there's a time for question and answer. And then at the end we do what we call like a glance meditation, which is just taking time to review in your mind what's been covered tonight. Okay. So that when we, in general, when we talk about meditation, whatever your basis of your meditation is, it is becoming familiar with that. So meditation means developing familiarity. And then in terms of your topic of meditation, there are many different kind of objects or subtopics of meditation. Okay. So that, to give an example, when we talk of meditating on love or meditating on compassion, when we say that we're meditating on these things, then one is transforming your mind into the nature of love or into the nature of compassion. It's not, when we talk about meditating on love, we're not talking about an analytical meditation where one's thinking, well, this is what love is, this is what compassion is. We're not analyzing in that way. When we just say meditating on love, then it's this transforming of the mind and into the aspect of that.
Okay.
So, for example, love is the thought that when focusing on beings then who lack happiness, wishing that they abide in happiness. And so, when we say meditating on love, one thinks of the how they lack happiness, and when that wish that for them to abide in happiness arises, that is the generation of of love, you know, one has given rise to that mind of love, or compassion is focused on sentient beings who experience suffering and then wishing them to be free of that suffering, and that may oneself bring about that freedom from suffering. And so in focusing on their experience of suffering and giving rise to that wish that they be free of that suffering, one gives rise to the mind of compassion. Okay, so in this way, like meditation on compassion, one can also meditate on bodhicitta. That in meditating on bodhicitta, one is kind of meditating the same way of transforming the nature of one's mind into bodhicitta. And while we don't have a spontaneous or non-artificial bodhicitta, we can still kind of generate that with effort. We can cultivate it through effort, and so in that sense we can transform our mind into the nature of bodhicitta. Okay, whereas when we talk about meditating on emptiness or on the Four Noble Truths, they are an object of meditation that one then engages in analysis and understanding. So for example, in terms of emptiness, thinking of selflessness of persons, selflessness of phenomena, how kind of one analyzes how that exists, so that it is more like an object that one focuses on or apprehends. So when we are meditating on emptiness or on Tony or Denshi or the Four Noble Truths, one is taking them as an object of meditation. Does that make it clear?
No.
No. There are more in syllable.
Okay.
So, for example, if one took emptiness, and then one would think of selflessness of persons and selflessness of phenomena. So, in what way is that selflessness of established? For example, so one engages in analysis, for example, the four-point analysis, so that you are using an analytical mind as regards to that object. Okay, then, so those are focused on an object, And then if one thinks of, when we think on or meditate on the qualities of the Buddha's mind, the all-knowing quality, or the chukku, the Dharmakaya, wisdom, truth, body, and the form body of the Buddha, that is meditation combined with prayer. Because by understanding those qualities, those objects, we aspire to attain them. And so another term that they refer to is like the meditation on the three secrets of the Buddha's body. Kuda, they speak of the three secrets. And that in meditating on those, the form body and the wisdom truth body of the Buddha, it's combined with an aspiration to attain that oneself. So it is like an aspiration or prayer combined with meditation.
Lamrene Goshini within Sune, Adeta, Ju Sunju Gita, Sunju Mila Partition of Watch, Penashin, Houghton Patu Sigenata, Dulane, Chegum Chinecume, Riani, Jogum Chinecume, to Sungrava, Tatu, Chegum Situ, Chevachinecume,
no,
Jogum Chesu, Simse Chigun, Cometer, Yerba,
no,
Takanje, Shine Malepato, Jegum Radio, Shine Lepson, Shine Lepsonata, and a Jogum Comeradio.
And then, if we look at meditation, how that applies to the graduated path, then you have the two, which is an analytical or reflective meditation and a placement meditation. So that if one looks at the graduated path from the beginning, which is reliance on the virtuous friend, all the practices through to calm abiding, concentration and penetrative insight, up to the point of where you're cultivating that placement or calm abiding meditation, then you use reflective or analytical meditation where you're thinking about the topic. And then when you come to actual placement, then you're developing meditative concentration, you're developing a one-pointed meditation, a placement technique. So then when you cultivate penetrative insight, this again is an analytical meditation, that when you are meditating from reliance on a virtuous friend through to calm abiding, that you, while you are using this reflective analytical meditation, at the end of each of those you do use a placement meditation of one-pointed placement meditation. And the reasons being for using those two types is that if you don't engage in analysis, it said you can't give rise to the realizations. But if you don't use the placement technique associated with that, the realization doesn't become stable.
Chegum teacher, Shunisha Banashire, Rangi, Lame, Tina Turbanashire, Chegum Chedder, Tenashi, and Susu Rangi, you sense there, Wah, Pena, Tajo Korsigana, Tajo Tinsheva Tanta, Tajo Musumare, Tinsheva, Yaparkawato, Shimurva, the Jayel Chevache, Chevache, Savagelata, Rangi Munet, Susu, you sense some time, Susu Rangi, you sense some time, Shunisha Banashima.
Yes. Okay, so for example, when we're talking about the meditations on the graduated path from reliance on the virtuous friend, one is analyzing or thinking about it first from the point of view of how it's explained in the texts, how you may have heard teachers talking about it, and then having thought about it, then one thinks about one's own reasons for in understanding that topic. And so, for example, if we take freedom and endowment of human life, one may think about identifying freedom and endowment as a human, the great potential that we have in that life, the difficulty of obtaining that freedom and endowment. And after having analyzed it from the point of view of the explanations you've heard, then you think about it from your own kind of reasons and understanding. And then having thought about it in relationship to your kind of own personal reasoning, then you do a placement meditation on that understanding, and that makes it stable. So those are two ways of meditation with analytical and placement. And then another aspect of meditation is kind of directly dealing with whatever difficulty is arising for oneself, or so there can be things that one finds, you know, particular difficulties that arise in this life, or we have particular characteristics that arise more strongly. And you find in the mind training teaching, it says kind of train to overcome the strongest of afflictive emotion first. So for example, someone who has a very kind of busy or strong conceptual mind may use focusing on the breath, a breath meditation to overcome that. Or it's someone who has strong arisal of hatred, then the antidote to that is meditation on love. Someone with strong desire antidotes it by meditating on the unpleasant aspects of an object. So there are many different antidotes or specific things that one uses for the difficulty that one is facing at a particular time. Any of us, for all of us, there are times when anger arises in our mind, when pride arises, when jealousy may arise. And so the general approach to this is, first you need to identify the afflictive emotion, because if you can't identify the afflictive emotion and you don't understand that it's something you want to abandon that actually harms you, then it will continue, it will just continue to keep arising in your mind and causing you unhappiness. So the first thing is identifying the afflictive emotion, and then the understanding the faults of that afflictive emotion, that understanding in general how it has faults or harms one, and then the specific faults of individual afflictive emotions. Okay, so that if you have any questions around that aspect of specific faults or specific topics, then feel free at the time of questions to kind of ask those things, and I'll talk about it then. Then in terms of general meditation, without going into great detail about the physical position, one should have in general you want a straight back, and then the Geshe has been showing the hand position with the right hand resting on the left palm and the two thumbs touching, and that coming just below the navel level. And while there are many different positions that people may use with their hands for meditation, the specific reason for this is it said that it helps generate the realizations in tantric practice, that this area below the navel is associated with inner heat practice, and so using your hands in this position is kind of helpful for that later practice of generating inner heat.
Kom jebe kaptu de chik nam to mangpo chi yue na ni nam to tu kaya ke shiru ta lungku tokpa me de wa lungku tokpa me de ni ka pa ta ha ta na shingi pa ta re kaptu ra ta di kasi ni nga na yung ke chung kongo ra ni shi ta ni chi kaso re ta ni ka ni pa ta ya chu ta na wu ye pa ni chu le yung ma le
바다 okay. Alright, so then before you begin the meditation, particularly if you find your mind's kind of very busy with different thoughts and concepts, then to overcome that you use the breathing meditation, and specifically the 9-round breathing. Now, I've talked about this many times, so I'll just mention it in brief, where one begins by thing of expelling the breath through both nostrils, and then one does 3 cycles where one focuses on breathing in through the right and expelling through the left nostril. 3 cycles focused on breathing in through the left and expelling through the right, and then 3 cycles when one is thinking of bringing the breath in through both nostrils. So that practice is to help clear away. It helps clear away any kind of distracted, busy thinking mind.
Gom 생기 안에 살체 나르다 된 바지 생 세고요 봐 나르요 바지 고월 마도 지게야 이거 되게 소리 제 생만에 세고 매되지네 검기열 규제에 되어 와
Okay. So then when we're meditating, so whatever the object or basis of the meditation is, if we talk about generating a faultless meditation, it has two characteristics. One is where one's mind is kind of abiding or remaining on its object without wandering. And the second thing is that one's mind has a quality of being clarity and intensity. That when, if we're meditating, but it's almost like you're meditating in a sleepy state or with a lack of clarity, that's not a kind of a faultless meditation to cultivate. That needs this two characteristics of abiding on the object and having both clarity and intensity.
अनि गेगि सो गरेछ न त गेगि सो नि गरे सर्वा यो सर पनि सेमी पले चाहिँ दिन मे देबे त छि पाछि मिवते ले पाठो दुते नि अनि गेगि सो त गोबस नि देर गोबस देबे युचिन सेम दे देबे युचिन सेम यो सो त जुलि दो वाले मे ने गन्छ त सेम छो दे जो वास नि त सिलाय म त सुन के युचिन सेम यो वाते गर दे रे त
Lots. So in cultivating this kind of meditation which has these two characteristics, what are the things that give us the most problems, that are the main obstacles to this? One is the scattered mind that isn't able to stay on the object of meditation. And there is a term for of distraction, which is specifically when we become scattered on the basis or through the scattering is caused by desire. So desire in this case being referring that thing of a pleasing object, one's mind is scattered or becomes distracted to that object. In general, you could say when you're trying to place your attention on your meditation object, you do have scattering, but particularly when it's driven by desire, then that you get this term of distraction. You do have scattering, you have the term of distraction. And then the second characteristics of having a focus which has clarity and intensity, the main obstacle to this is laxity or dullness, where the mind lacks clarity, when it has, there's kind of a dull dullness or heaviness to it, and this is this term of laxity.
Yembo ane gwaba sewa la gwebe ki yembo kargo waresa na ane tatire gwebe nyimire metafare wata tundu samya chire gwebe nyimire tundu gwaba kyoshe to yuwa yuna gwaba sewa chungu gwaba tukse
Okay, so Then if you go into detail, for example, there are three levels from coarse to subtle laxity. But overall, you would say these two things of laxity and distraction are our principal obstacles to meditation. And then if we were going to say, well, how do you overcome these? What do you do? To overcome distraction. One thinks on the faults of cyclic existence or thinks about impermanence, because if one has an understanding of the faults of cyclic existence, that itself will overcome our distracted mind. And then a further kind of antidote at the time, a direct antidote for the distracted mind. In distraction, again, you have like coarse distraction and subtle, and coarse is when you've completely lost your object of meditation. It's completely, your mind's completely wandered off somewhere else. Your subtle distraction is like your mind staying on the object and then shifting to something else, coming back to the object, shifting like that. And so that, so when you identify that's happening, you it can again use the breath, like the following the in and out breath or the 9-round breathing to overcome that obstacle. Okay. And then the antidotes for laxity is like the reflection on the potential of one's freedom and endowment as a human, the difficulty of obtaining freedom and endowment as a human, or the other objects like recalling to mind the qualities of the Buddha or the qualities of the Bodhisattvas. Okay. So the quality of laxity is the mind is becoming kind of dull and heavy, and not your meditation is lacking clarity. So the idea of thinking of these things, of thinking about the qualities of the Bodhisattva or the qualities of the Buddha, the great potential of our human life and the difficulty of obtaining such freedom and endowment is that it kind of wakes the mind up. It, I guess in some ways we'd say it inspires it. It wakes it up and makes it kind of become clear again. And however, it, again, different levels of laxity from very coarse to subtle, that if you've got a very coarse laxity where your mind's completely gone sleepy, then you may need to break your session and wash your, you know, splash water on your face and kind of wake yourself up. Okay. So those are the two main interferences to our meditation. And then if you said, well, what is the things that help you with your meditation, that are the favorable things? That is one's mindfulness and introspection. One needs to make use of mindfulness and introspection.
전방기 범죄 시카레나의 대기라 아니 전시에 대한 저런 따디 검제 한번 좀 맞았으나 다 좋다 전바 검제 시대를 때에도 따디 검책으로 와 따디 검책으로 따디 대가라다 아니 시신이 잘하지 시신이 아니 배 지워다 고바니 기어로 와 기그 도움이다 미바 템바가는 내 도움이다 따 시신이 잘하지 기지기 만두나 아니 빨아질었다 시신이 잘하마잖아 아니 샘페 아니 쟁이가 와서 시신이 샘비에는 영어 하마고 와치는 교육 부디 그래서 영어 교육 부치는 대대기나 티기 보다 티기 교육 친구 다 티기 지 티기 막 티기 막 보시고
okay so that so first you need this mindfulness you need the mindfulness of your object or base of meditation. Yeah, you could say that whether you have meditation or not depends on the mindfulness of that basis. And then having mindfulness of that, you have your introspection, which is checking on what is happening. It's checking what interferences are arising. Is laxity arising? Is distraction arising? Is you're checking, is your mind staying on the object or not? Because if you don't use your introspection to check, then what the risk is that at a certain point you will lose your object of meditation, you will forget it completely, and then you won't even notice that you've wandered off, you know, and it may be a long time before you even notice that you've wandered off your topic of meditation. And so then there are lots of faults with that kind of, they talk about many faults if one that arise through letting the mind just wander off without even noticing it.
Yagina, ta, tajire, karsore. Tu, this, tu, tu, yun tungache, and a tangmaache, this, or yes, or.
No.
Kissi de majavachin, a tambone, com tambo, chapter de, and a tu, ringbuchagina, and tajishapanachinata, same jenny wanders. And a jenny wanders, generally, same pay, young and a pay, you put to stay the jerez. The digi.
Okay, so then the next thing we need to know is the length of time that we meditate for. That in the beginning it is said if one has no great experience with meditation, one should meditate for shorter periods and more sessions. Because if one doesn't do that and one begins with too long a session, then the problems that we've just talked about arise, that you lose your object of you forget your object of meditation and end up just with a distracted mind. And so that remaining distracted actually harms the power of one's mindfulness. And further than that, in addition to that, it you can't use your introspection to identify if laxity or distraction is arising, and so it also kind of weakens the power of one's introspection.
Niela kanji niela nyuaji kuwarwa kesi de pena gomja gishi de niela nyuaji mena ane gomja gishi yoma tambo niela tuwa
loss. Okay, so then with meditation So one for meditation to arise, one needs to give rise to mindfulness. For mindfulness to be there, then one needs to have some experience of the actual basis of your meditation. If there is no experience of that basis, then you can't be mindful of it. So to be mindful, to remember your basis or your object of meditation, you need to have some knowledge of it, whether it's through having listened to it or read a book or had an explanation. There needs to be some knowledge of that basis in order to hold your mindfulness on it. Hold on with your mindfulness. So, in terms of this mindfulness of the object, if we look at it from the aspect of like the destructive aspect, or that when someone has done something harmful to us or said something, you know, rude and nasty to us, then we remember what they said and we think, why did they say that to me? What is it that made that say them to me? Oh, they don't like me. Why don't they like me? They're probably because of this and this reason they don't like me. And so then one thinks about this object and is mindful of this object, and it becomes like an analytical meditation on anger. Okay, so these are the most important points of if we're talking about like the overview or the general aspects of meditation. Okay, so at this point, questions, anything that we clarify. So that there are questions and I can answer them, then it becomes clearer. Kind of we understand more. Do kadu actually the do keeper do it. Generally morning is said to be the best, though that may be a little difficult because one's mind, one's kind of awareness is clearer.
When you're meditating on a particular teaching or idea or concept, would you be, say, meditating and thinking of a sentence maybe that actually explained it, you know, like one sentence and just repeating, thinking about that, or would you be thinking of, when you're meditating, trying to do something more complex?
Doing more different angles kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we took, for example, freedom and endowment, whether you'd just take a sentence that had encompassed it for you, or whether you would... Okay, then it... Chegom. Chegom la chedu. That sick chick tremba nashin. Bena long yena de lame gishiso la chick la tremba. Dekor la samlotana ina de ne gyache wa drum and draw samlotangi yores. Kari chegi yusiras. What did that is
Chegom la?
Chegom la.
Tati tu sine kongen yore.
Penangoto.
Sick chick, 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 sick ch Pana tajo kona kumgiye na. Pana lenji ni pe tawe te sandi sleato kumgiye. Ta dila tene ko giru kumshero. Ta di ko khanje ta di kumtu kala joja te kharsara. Kona ki shidi kharashe wasan tajo ko chawara. Tajo kona chewa chawara. Tajo kona chewa.
Okay, so Sikchik Trimba La Gomgi Yu, the Dramandar Trimba Gomgi Yu, the Kapena Deljogi Kor, Sikchik. Okay, so either basically, for example, you can remember one specific quotation or sentence, like Geshe-la quote from the Foundation of All Good Quality, this birth which is attained just this one time only. So you may remember just the sentence and think about the meaning of that sentence, and so for example that would focus you on freedom and endowment, but you can also focus, you know, looking at it from different aspects,
yeah.
In either way,
yeah.
Is it possible for Geshe to give an example of another aspect, another way as well?
Okay, Deljo Gomdu there Sikchik Mayimba de Jimba de Giwala Samlotana Gishla Penarona. So, for example, it's not just, Geshe-la said it, when I say thinking on like the one quote, it's not like you would just think of those words, but you would think of the things implied in those words. So, for example, this birth attained one time only, that is difficult to attain and has great potential. In all of those, in thinking about that sentence, basically, you would get the identifying what is the freedom and endowment we have, the thought, thinking on its potential that it is contained within this life, and the difficulty of obtaining that opportunity again. So it covers many things, even though it's only one quote.
Your mind would then go towards those other ideas as well.
Yeah.
Thinking, oh, what does this mean?
Yeah, because in the meaning of the word, in the meaning of the sentence, it covers those things all relating to Ganga Deljorgi Korua. They're all relating to freedom and endowment. It's not like you've got different topics, but so you could meditate just on with the focus on freedom and endowment, but you can also meditate if one knew the like the prayer by heart, that like one of the Lamrim prayers that goes from reliance through the virtuous friend right through to calm abiding and the unified state, then as you recite in your mind the different words of the prayers, then you would be thinking about those different points, so you are covering, you know, in a wide range of topics. So it said that if you have memorized like verses or quotations, that it makes it much easier. It makes a great difference to be able to meditate on the meaning of that. That it's like that by remembering, reciting it mentally to oneself, it makes it much kind of a different, stronger to reflect then on the meaning of those words. And so whatever the kind of words are, the quotation is like from the Heart Sutra, form is emptiness, emptiness is form, form is no other than emptiness, emptiness is no other than form, that by remembering those, having those words in mind, memorize those words, it's very easy then to bring the meaning of those words to mind.
One session or over a number of sessions, you might begin with the and then move to the qualities you wish to attain, then the placement.
Okay. Quorum Yurwe, and then you should attend the Gom Tam Mandrao Drashig Yapsonwa. The Gomedi Quorum Yurwe Tinchik Nala Yena Tung Tungashi Nala Quorum Yurwe Penatambo Jigom Chit. De jela mulam nyamdu che depena yundin tremba mulam nyamdu gomya che de jela jogam che de na jin korum yume
de tamen de mambu yin kwa rwa nam jung de la me la mulam me chi tu de be cha che ne mulam ma ko ma chi ne yin kwa tu de be cha ma ko ma cha da yin ma ro te mai ma cha ne ta Jegum chechin, the tapena shinit in Korea, Tajoko and Meta Parachani, similar subatuzola, Tundula, Jegum chin, Jegum with Talajo,
Jogum che, Tunchik Nala,
Tuchina.
Okay, all right, so there are many different ways of combining them, really. That, for example, with the meditation combined with prayer, it's often combined with a visualization of like flowing down of nectar, like purifying blessing nectar. With in terms of the combining of analytical and placement, like you may in one session you may be doing an analytical meditation on reliance on the virtuous friend or a freedom and endowment, impermanence or bodhicitta, and you begin with the analytical and then at the end when you've finished analyzing you do your placement meditation. So within one session you combine those two. Okay, jogom de pe naronats.
Jogom pana ta pana tisura pana tajo ngwe tajo kola cha sha yena tajo ngwe sungwa ten cheva nye parakawa tu samwa pana leta tajo ngwe sungne pana tajo ngwe sungwa cha sha na ta tanda tsede la su su si ngen rugi lue malen pa ten lue lue ne matu ne malen shtine den pati hachi
Okay, so taking the example like thinking on precious human rebirth, then we talked about like identifying it and its great potential and difficulty obtaining it. If you go to just thinking about identifying it, it would be like you would think about the fact that having this life, one has been free of rebirth and suffering states and has attained a happy rebirth, and within that happy rebirth one is able to accomplish the Dharma to benefit future lives. And so you think about it, and then when the sense of certainty, like that's really true, that you know, that you think that is that it is really like that arises in the mind, then you just hold that thought one pointedly, and that's your placement meditation. Yes, yeah, that's probably another translation they use for it. So that each time we do an analytical meditation, at the end of it we finish with a placement on that kind of definite experience or understanding that we've generated. Sorry?
Knowing somehow in the core.
Well, the resha ti de pena jambang ngo ke de la jogom yurwa de so so ngo magesla de so so sheso chibum so so shegi en chibum marwa de jambang ngo ke na de gonga yurwa So the quality of your placement meditation is being like one pointedly on that object, whatever it is, whether it's because it's a heartfelt knowing, but also like if you've got that, Yeshla began by talking about generating the nature of mind into the nature of love. So it's, you know, that one point of focus on that state, which is kind of not so much a knowing, but that state. And going back to the other point about stabilizing is that the reason why they use that term for it is because when you combine the placement meditation with your analytical meditation, the placement meditation makes your understanding or realizations of the topic stable. Did that help?
I was also wondering about the lack of intensity with specifically with visualization.
Mm-hmm.
And Geshe was mentioning before about it was grouped, lack of intensity and dullness,
mm-hmm.
and laxity were sort of grouped together. And I was just wondering if you've got, if you don't necessarily have laxity and dullness, but you just lack an
intensity. Okay.
Visualization. So, what the antidote to
that? Okay. So, like a visualization of a deity. Lam de wamangeshla chingwagi kor de siangar meba. Tene de koran de lamik pa chedu chijana chingwa rangba me nyupto me yena ngar meba yena. Okay, so it's actually very similar in that one would think of, for example, the benefits of concentration. Like if you're meditating on a deity, and you would think that if I, you know, by meditating on this, I will generate the qualities of the completion stage and so forth. So you're thinking of the benefits of the deity meditation and kind of inspiring the strength of mind,
yeah.
Intensity.
So Keshevajila ko Sheshingi Charajan Semla Nar Yodam Meko Jimusiati Keshevajila.
Okay, so the most important thing is that one uses one's introspection to see whether there is intensity or not. When then looking at dullness, if we're looking at just the subtle level of dullness, for example, when you're focused on meditating on a deity, there are many people who make the mistake of thinking they've got a good meditator who thinks they have a good meditation when they are able to stay on the focused on the deity, but it's like the mind is too relaxed and there's no intensity to that focus. And yeah, so it's actually quite a subtle or more difficult thing to recognize.
Each of them has its own characters. So, would it be good to focus on just one, or would it be better to do all different deities each time?
The la Dramadol Mambudos, the Ganga Ketur, Suzu Ketur Kipper, yeah. La Ketur, Suzu, the Gozo, Suzu Ketur, the La Chikso Gongi in the Yabores, La Dramadol Mambu Gongi in the Yabores. Generally, it's said meditating on one deity is the best. So that generally it's said that it's best to rely on one deity or one meditational deity. There's a saying from previous times that in India the great adepts focused on one deity practice, receiving initiations and the instructions and keeping the instructions of the practice, and through that meditation on that one deity generated the realizations and then saw many deities. Whereas in Tibet they took many different initiations and many instructions and meditated on many deities, but the end didn't even see one. Yeah, they said one meditating on one deity, they saw 100, meditating on 100 deities did not even see one. So in general it is said that to have one kind of deity, one meditational deity, is a good thing. If you've got a sleepy mind, more.
Or just a few visualizations that have been done. I mean, sharp, you know, it's a bit of a detail here. The details.
Yeah. Okay, so that if there's kind of as a general antidote that to purify, whether that would improve your intensity. Okay. Then in ngarme pa, you know, bena de sozos, bena lagondu la trambache inandes lagi kula tsani sim selbo shagamandus dunshak dungi ina de gomgi barche mewasua la ngar yonwa pingadue signus. To say that it's going to directly benefit would be a difficult thing. Well, kabdu so you don't mean kind of as an immediate antidote, but as an overall practice to try and improve your meditation, rather than. You wouldn't be an immediate antidote. No. So in general you would say it's not going to be a direct antidote. In general you would say it would be beneficial. In terms of antidoting that kind of lack of intensity, what's more immediately beneficial is like splashing water on your face and clearing your mind, waking up the mind.
True then that if you really don't like doing it, then you might
like
having a really unenjoyable time, and
you
should stop.
Then gom gyabdu sem makibo shug jambo yina de dubasani mina samjana. Yes. Yes. Yeah. At that time one should leave it. So if the mind's unhappy at the time, then just leave it. You may pick that meditation up again when your mind's in a happier, kind of better state. Yeah, Rusi Gyab. So that you don't push your meditation. That it said that you should always finish your meditation in a state where you think that you feel like meditating again. You want to do this again. That you should never do it until you're kind of unhappy with it, because they say it can come to a point where you feel kind of put off by just looking at the place where you do your meditation, and that's not good. So.
But recently it occurred to me that maybe there's more than one flavor to compassion, feeling of compassion. Yes, maybe that there's more than one way to feel boundless love.
Sorry, an example?
I have a specific feeling, you know, when I visualize Avalokiteshvara. But it occurs to me that maybe it's more than, maybe you can articulate it in a different way, because recently I've been feeling maybe it's more like a sadness and a connection to others,
right,
suffering through my own,
right, okay, so that the way you focused on it, initially was this kind of sense that it was associated with Avalokiteshvara, and then you were thinking about it, that it is also by understanding your own suffering, then you understand the suffering of others, and so that is that true, that there are different ways of looking at it. Ninja sozo nyongwa de drau yorwes pena moran ninja dang ta jamba moran de kipper dets mash machewa kanzena mora chamba ki du de jinrezi lagom jinrezi lamik but chena de moran sem nana ta jambe kor dets yamo sem dets yamo nanshin chambe kor ki dos sigros tene jema samno morang yang gyur samno ta na o de so so dunga la tremba che mi jemba de na shin dunga yena de na shin jamba dan ninje yon sigres in de morang sen chi na de jamba gi kado mambo yores de morang ming ta so Jambagi Ketan din nyung tang la Raman Rao Yorves de na shen re.
Mare, Jamba?
Moran chegom dan lagom sun. Moran chik de lagom yu chik de jegom che chewanan shun yurwa. Okay. So Geshe said the main thing, like with love or metta, is that it is focused on sentient beings who lacking happiness. One wishes them to attain happiness. Nawa, kado moran kado kado najin ming tason de ba najin karin zin moran tambu lagoma da jin rezik migbachena sem nala dets nyung sel chik dos tienen de moran dungel samlotana de sozo dungel tremba de mijen bala dungel samlotan de sem sheltang dets mandrao chung son sik dos. So when you are thinking on like the through like thinking on one's own suffering, that the suffering of others, that brings you to compassion, because that compassion is the focus on freedom from suffering, whereas love or metta focus on their abiding in happiness. Yeah, so that you, in seeing that beings who are oppressed by suffering, that wishing that they be free of that, is this arisal of compassion. Tada lives on the morante kato mandrao sagina. The sozo sem nyua sheltang. You know, Jinrezik gom, you know, Tagaran jamba dan ninji tremba chikbarwa. Jinrezik gom do. Okay. Gen de kusu la gom do. Okay, so when you're meditating on Jinrezik, on the form of Jinrezik, so then let's think. So when you're meditating on the form of Jinrezik, are you focused on the visualization of Jinrezik, or how are you generating that kind of love and compassion at that point? Moran de soldebche de Jinrezik la gondu moran Jinrezik soldeb jinlabshu soldebche wa. Do you do like a flow of nectar or just requesting?
No, just a small piece of the Lotus Sutra.
Right. The dochik sik dungdos de jin raising lamig but che soldeb che wa nanchen. Okay, so that kind of meditation wouldn't kind of be described in the same way as meditating on love and compassion as we've talked about it before.
So that kind of meditation is
So that's like the meditation that is to combined with prayer. That kind of request. Yeah, so you're like invoking the blessings. So maybe we should do some meditation. Then ganz so gom gap.
Okay. So this guy again.
No.
So but the tender commitment on the
Shark.
아주 샤금시에 간지 다진 건 시에샤게 됐어.
Okay, so the kind of meditation we're going to do now is what they call like a glance meditation, or where you're kind of bringing the points to mind, kind of reviewing what Geshe-la has explained tonight.
So,
Okay. So in this circumstance of like this glance or recalling meditation, like in the beginning we talked about that how to generate the mind and the nature of compassion or love, about analytical meditation and placement meditation, about the obstacles, principal obstacles to our meditation, and then the favourable conditions, the mindfulness and alertness that assist our meditation. So it's like going through those different points and getting them clear in your mind. And within that, still, then using your introspection to see what your mind is focusing on is important.